Welcome back to the pregame show here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Friday evening. Is joining us on the line now is the head football coach of the West Marshall Trojans, Cody Hackett, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks, Quinn, for having me.
So as we take a look, it has been, I guess you could characterize it as an up-and-down start to your season. A loss in the opener to a very, very good South Hardin team in week one. Your team bounces back, fights through some adversity, comes away with a nice road win over New Hampton up in northeastern Iowa last Friday. And just through the first couple weeks of the season, just what have you and the staff seen about this football team, about, you know, obviously the tough week one loss and then responding to some adversity in week two and coming out with a victory?
Yeah, you know, it's just, you know, we did a nice job. You know, Friday night was a crazy one with the weather, and I'm sure for a lot of schools, just, you know, a lot of probably kids getting a little dehydrated. We had a lot of kids, you know, dropping out of the game here and there, and, you know, for us to squeeze a win out of that one was good for us. Week one, South Hardin, very solid program. You know, for us, you know, over the first couple weeks, we just got to eliminate mistakes, just playing sound football. It was nice to see, you know, week two, us getting our run game going a little bit. So, you know, overall, it's just for us to just continue to improve. We got a lot of new faces out there this year. But just, you know, eliminate mistakes is number one probably for us. And then just keep improving each practice, each rep, moving forward to get better.
And looking at your offense, you're talking about the rushing attack, it really centers around Blake Hart, who played quarterback, started quarterback the first two games. During that New Hampton game, you made the switch to put him at running back that we noticed on film, and Riley Hanford stepped in at quarterback as well, did a good job of directing, leading the offense from that spot as well. Just looking at, you know, what Hart can bring to the offense, whether he's at quarterback or running back, and the kind of leadership he brings. Just talk a little bit about what Hart can do on a game-in, game-out basis.
You know, Hart's our guy on offense. He's the one that gets things going. You know, like I said, he's mainly our quarterback that can throw pretty well, and he's just a hard physical, hard-nosed runner if we need him to run. Again, going back to New Hampton, we know we lost our two tailbacks, so we had to make a decision. We didn't probably think at any point this year that we'd have to put him at tailback, but, you know, that's the way it went. He's a hard-nosed physical runner, and we know we could probably get, you know, at least 4 yards a carry out of him and, you know, move the chains and get out of Friday night with a win. So, but, you know, we lean on him. We lean on him to, you know, make the right reads, get our guys lined up, and then when called upon to execute and do what he's supposed to do. Currently he's thrown a few picks, but, you know, that's the way it goes. But, you know, he's just our leader. We still trust him. We still trust that he makes plays and does what he's supposed to do. And, you know, when he's supposed to run, we know he's going to run hard, and we expect him to make the throws when we need him to. So he does a lot for us offensively. And we got some young guys out there too, that he's trying to, you know, help out, get a grasp of our offense. He leads helping them get lined up, things like that, that you expect out of a senior quarterback, 2 year starter for us. So, and again, we just rely heavily on him, and he does a nice job.
And on the defensive side of the football, your team is definitely had a solid start, at least from the team aspect of that. Obviously, your secondary has put in a lot of work. They've been tested and I think responded really well, at least when you look at the stats. You know, Riley Hanford, somebody that leads your team in tackles from the safety spot. Your linebacking core has been able to make plays as well. And your defensive line, you know, don't want to leave them out. Beckham DeSoto is somebody that really jumped down on the defensive line. He's having a really good start to his senior year. And just on the defensive side of the football, what are some things that have stood out to you and the staff about how they have been able to play in the first couple of games?
Yeah, you know, here at West Marshall, it seems like all our kids really love to play defense. Just we like to fly around, we like to make plays. I'd say our front seven guys are doing a stellar job, you know, stopping the run. We haven't given up very many rushing yards this year, but when you're stopping the run, then teams look to throw the ball in. You know, we've really gotten tested in our back half. We got some new guys, new faces out there that have never played varsity football. So just getting acclimated with the varsity speed, I think is one thing. And, we've gotten tested there, and teams have, you know, staff don't lie. We've given up some big explosive plays, and, We just got to get better on the back half and not give up those plays. I think we're giving up about 23 yards a catch. And if we do that, then, you know, we're not going to win games. So, you know, we preach that, you know, they're continuing to work and practice and get better. And, you know, I'm here saying that. And, you know, when other coaches watch film, they see it too. So we know what they're going to do. We know we're probably going to be able to stop the run and they're probably going to let the pass. So it's on those guys back there to continue to get better and limit the big plays. And I think moving forward, we'll get better at that. So I'm super excited for this week too, you know, tomorrow night, just as we know Roland Story is going to throw the ball. So, you know, it allows for our DBs to get work and to get better before we start district play the following week.
Yeah, and we'll talk about tonight's matchup here with Roland Story. A matchup a year ago, your team was able to win at home, and obviously this game, you know, not just another non-district game, it's a game against a team that is in your athletic conference. It's a matchup against athletes that play each other in a lot of other sports as well. So there's a little bit of a rivalry factor into it, and just looking at Roland Story and what they bring to the table here coming into tonight, you know, what are some things that you and the staff see in your scout in Roland Story? What does your team have to do to come away with a victory tonight?
Yeah, you know, Matt Finn, you know, I've gotten to know him pretty well since he's taken over at Roland Story, and him and his staff do a very nice job, and he does a nice job of getting his guys offensively in position to be successful. They do a lot of different things, so our defense has to be prepared, you know, how they line up and to make sure we're lined up where we need to be. But they got a lot of weapons. Their defense is obviously good too. They're a top 10 ranked team, and you know we got to be ready to go. We can't make mistakes. They got a good squad, and we got to be ready to go. And you know, tomorrow night, you know, at the end of the night, I think, you know, the team that's more physical, tougher, and eliminates big plays is probably going to be the winner at the end of the night. But, you know, it's always been kind of a rivalry in football. And, you know, it's kind of nice to play them just because we know, you know, when they do things well, we'll see it on film. And it shows us what we need to get better at for the next week. So, you know, I give Roland Story coaching staff a lot of props for how much better they've become in their program in the last 5 years. So they got a good quarterback. Now they got good receivers, a good tailback, you know. Defense flies to the football. They're downhill. They're physical. So I'm excited for it. I think our guys are excited for it, and I'm sure they're excited for it. As you know, you look back a year ago, and we snuck one out, and we won that game. So I'm sure we're going to get the best of them tonight.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us. Good luck tonight against Roland Story.
All right, thanks, Quinn.
Yeah, that was Cody Hackett, the head football coach of the West Marshall Trojans here on the pregame show. We're back with Roland Story coach Matt Finn next here on 95.7 FM.